Well, I think it was, you know, we were a little sluggish. Obviously, we're playing a bunch of guys, and I think it's a little hard to put them in those scenarios. I think that, like, one or two of them in with, mixed in with some of our guys look a lot better in their role, you know, rather than trying to make them primary. But, and I think the trip's still lingering with us just a little bit, so it's good to get that part of it done. But, you know, some extended minutes for DeJuan. He had a little tough time around the rim, but was pretty active. I thought Rondé had a nice finish to the game there as well. I thought OG was decent, right? Good 26 minutes to him, getting back in shape as well. So not a ton to take from that game, but it's gives those guys a chance to get out there. And it was really the only opportunity we were going to have with only four preseason games. Well, again, we hope that you can make the right play, and obviously he was working hard to get it to the rim, and they were collapsing down pretty hard on him, and he didn't really have much choice, and that's the right read to kick it out. And I think mentioned before the game, it's like with him and Norm, they draw attention once they get into the paint, and being able to deliver it out to some guys that can knock it down's important. I liked OG offensively tonight, and you know, I thought he made some hard drives. And you mentioned the kickouts, you know, four assists is a big number, really, for him.
With Kyle and Fred both sitting, what did you think of the minutes you got from Terrence's point guard and then from Cannon and Isaiah?
They were okay. You know, I think, you know, Kyle and Fred have such a great pulse of the game, both of them, right? They're really good organizers, really good leaders at both ends. And, you know, the young guys, they're just light, you know, they're just out there trying to play, right, and get some experience, et cetera. I think, you know, I think you could see us using, you know, Terrence a little bit, Pat McCall maybe in a backup role. Again, he's a guy that can play the point in certain games. Again, not a tremendous organizer of things. And it's, again, it's not easy organizing with a bunch of new guys, right, and a bunch of young guys out there. And to me, it's kind of about let's just be a safe pair of hands. Terrence and Cam both turned it over too much, right? They're going to come in and play spot minutes. You know, they got to take care of the basketball. He left with a little bang on his knee. We didn't check, but I think he just got hit. I think he'll be okay, but we'll check on it and see how he is. Hopefully he'll be okay. Yeah, I mean, I think Doug, we got some pretty extended minutes out of our guys in Japan, right? And I thought they played really well. I thought there was some really good chemistry there, and the ball was moving, and the shots were coming, and there wasn't much bogged down, and there was times when they decided to play some defense, and they really did a decent job. So I'm not, again, overly concerned. I think you guys can, you know, see there's probably eight guys for sure. And we're just looking for a couple more that are going to, you know, fill into some roles. And it could be a lot of guys at this point, right? Is there much difference between this guy, this guy, this guy, this guy, and this guy? I don't know. You know, we just got to make sure that, again, for me, it starts with who's going to execute the defensive game plan and who's going to be a safe pair of hands on offense, and then who's going to not be afraid to take the kick out shot, because they're going to, while they're in there, they'll probably get a few.
You're confident without having that Kyle at all.
Yeah.
You got enough veteran and enough working.
Well, we're obviously, you know, going to have to get Kyle some work right here this week. But, I mean, you can tell the difference, I think, when you get some vet, high IQ, toughness guys back out there. Even like in Tokyo when Gasol hit the floor, you could just kind of see this galvanizing, you know, one big, strong, smart guy hits the floor. And that kind of changes the way things look. And that'll be the same when Kyle hits the floor, too. Yeah.
What did you see out of him tonight?
Well, I thought he was okay. I think you know, he's like I said, he's got some pop. He's gonna make some things happen. You know, my big concerns with him is can he rebound, right? Can he rebound with the size and strength of the NBA guys? And I thought he let a few get away from him tonight. And the other thing I would say, will he finish, right? Because, again, I think he kind of reaches around on those long arms and at the G League level, and there's nobody up there to contest him. And at this level, there's a lot more size, so he's going to have to continue to work around and be able to move those things around when he gets the opportunity. Again, like his pop, like his ability to step out and be able to shoot. It's a role he's trying to fit into, and I thought he was okay tonight. He was okay, yeah. Not bad. Not bad. We, you know, played him mostly at four in Tokyo. I think he's knows the five and has some advantages there. He obviously has some strength issues to deal with sometimes when the big five's on the floor. But he's made a lot of progress at the four. I didn't say 2 years ago he couldn't really play that position much at all, and now he's being able to do that. And I thought he even got switched out there and against Houston, he was guarding some really small attacking type guys, and he did a nice job on the perimeter with them. So he's probably going to have to play more four than five at this level.
Coach DeJuan Hernandez, you can see his movement,
yep.
But you don't see the shooting coming out of him the way you were expected.
Well, he normally finishes a little bit better than he did tonight. He's pretty crafty at finding that little area 6 to 8 feet from the basket and throwing up those shots. And he had a couple, you know, layups roll off the rim. He hasn't played for a while, right? And then the speed and size of getting used to it at this level. You know, he's more, I like him though. I think he's got a decent motor. He's got good size. I think he's got some offensive skill. I'd project him to be maybe a January, February guy, right? We'll get him down to the G League and get a bunch of games under his belt, you know, maybe move him back and forth a little bit and see if we can't, midway through the season, get him ready to help us.
Thanks, everyone.
Okay. Thanks, everybody.